Welcome to the Heart of the Story, where true inspiration begins with Tracy Lynn Russell.
Hi, and welcome to the Heart of the Story. I am your host, Tracy Lynn Russell, and this is episode 2. Well, first of all, I want to thank you all for listening. We have had over 500 listens to the Heart of the Story podcast, and I know that comes from you, my friends, because you all have shared this on social media and on Facebook, and I just want to take a minute to thank you. And as a reminder, you can listen to the podcast on your favorite podcasting platforms such as Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, which is my favorite, Spotify, Google Podcast, and TuneIn Alexa. So whatever platform you choose, just please remember to subscribe to The Heart of the Story with Tracy Lynn Russell, and then you and I can stay in touch that way. Okay, so let's talk about today's edition. This episode will feature an interview from Roger Marsh of the Bottom Line radio show that was conducted with me a few months ago. So today's program will be part one of this two-part interview. And what you'll really be hearing is my story and my journey and my testimony. And I really pray that my story blesses you, encourages you, and inspires you to write and share your own story. Because I know this, you have a message to share. And I want to help you develop it and release it into the world in a really creative and meaningful way. And so to help you in this process, if you want to try to find your story in every day, I have a free download on my website, TracyLynnRussell.com, that you can go to. And it's a 5-day journal to help you start finding your story in every day. Okay, now friends, before we get to the interview, I want to dig into a mailbag and answer one of your questions. This is from Sheila in Ohio, who asks, "Dear Tracy, I have a story that I've been wanting to share for quite some time right now, but I've always been timid and afraid to share it. It involves some shameful experiences from the past. I don't even know if I could ever get the courage to tell my story. Any tips on where I should begin?" Well, Sheila, first of all, I just want to say thank you for reaching out to me. I feel like each one of us, especially when you say you're afraid to share it, each one of us, even me, all of us face this inner critic inside of us that kind of tells us, do not share your story. And it's really a scary experience, no matter if you're a professional public speaker or whether you're just sitting in a group. I feel that same kind of fear too. So I just want to say I get it and I understand. But where I would love to encourage you is when you say it involves shameful experiences from your past and you don't know if you could get the courage to share your story, I'm really trying to become more of a coach model. So instead of just giving you advice, I want to ask you a powerful question. And that is, if you viewed your story from God's perspective, what would He be wanting you to share? So if you viewed your story from God's perspective, would you feel that same shame, or what would you think He would be wanting you to share? Because I really believe, Sheila, when we move and we focus on the God message that came from our past, then we move into the hope and the comfort that we have to give others. And I think as we focus on that comfort and hope we have to give to others, we develop this deep trust in the life experience God has given us to share with others. And in terms of some tips, I recommend that you just start with one other person and run it by them. And it's a person you trust, a person you feel really comfortable with. And hopefully that will be a really good place to start. And hopefully that helps you, Sheila, and I'm going to be praying for you. Remember, friends, if you have a question that you want to submit to me, go to TracyLynnRussell.com and there is a place to get me a message, or on my social media. You can ask me a question in the messages. So now let's stay tuned for my interview of part one with Roger Marsh.
We'll be back with more from the Heart of the Story after this.
Are you looking for a speaker with a passion to inspire other women into kingdom action? Tracy Lynn Russell is ready to come and share inspiration from the Heart of the Story with your group. Her greatest desire is to help people connect to the power of their own story to advance their unique calling in this world. By connecting with your story, relationships can be mended and hearts can be healed. She believes we can all change the world, sharing one God story at a time, with one person at a time, and one day at a time. To find out how you can book Tracy for your next speaking engagement, go to TracyLynnRussell.com and request information under the speaker tab. That's TracyLynnRussell.com.
And now, back to the heart of the story with Tracy Lynn Russell.
Hey friends, welcome back. I'm so excited to bring you my interview from Roger Marsh with the Bottom Line radio show that was conducted a few months back. Let me just tell you a brief bit about Roger. He is a radio show host, ordained minister, and a published author. And in 1983, Roger launched his radio career, adding network television responsibilities in October of 1992. And throughout his career, Roger served in a variety of leadership roles in Christian radio, really from a station manager to a program director to a drive time host. Roger is the voice of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and he serves as a co-host and is a host of his own show, The Bottom Line, on KBRT. And it's highlighting current events with a biblical worldview. So if you want to find out more about The Bottom Line, go to thebottomlineshow.com. Okay, are you ready? I know I am. Let's listen to the first part of my interview with Roger Marsh on this episode of The Heart of the Story.
Special in-studio guest today here on The Bottom Line. I'm Roger Marsh. Tracy Lynn Russell is with me. She's an author. She's a speaker. She's a coach. And she has a fascinating story about dedication to God's principles, even when it seems like the roadway and the pathway has been blown away. TracyLynnRussell.com is the website. Tracy Russell, welcome to The Bottom Line show
today. Thank you so much. I love being here with you.
Well, it's great to have you in the studio here today, too, especially when you consider the story of redemption that you have. Now, first and foremost, before we get into your story, because I know our listeners are going to want to hear this remarkable journey that you and your husband and your ex-husband and your husband have been on, right? Is that a good way to describe it there?
That's a pretty good way.
And I'll give you a hint. It's all the same guy. Uh-huh. Let's talk about what God has got you doing right now in terms of your writing, your speaking, mm-hmm. that type of thing.
Well, right now I've developed a program called The Art of My Story, and I go around and I do workshops and I empower other women to start sharing their story as mm-hmm. well. And so I'm really excited about that, and I'm launching a new podcast, which is exciting to me.
That's very, very exciting, because mm-hmm. I know who's producing it. That's a whole different conversation.
That's a whole different conversation.
When you talk about women and stories, I know a lot of times ladies will get together and talk. Guys will get together and grunt, right? We just get together and watch sports or do whatever. We punch each other in the arm. We don't really communicate. Ladies do share a lot, though, but when you're talking about the art of storytelling, really getting to the heart of it, it's a bit more difficult for ladies than we might think it is, isn't it?
It is. And I think we think that sharing our faith has to be some fancy thing that we do or mm-hmm. some elaborate Bible study. And it's really just sharing from the heart of what God's done in our life experience. And I think so many women have valuable life experience and stories of faith where God has shown up. And if we just share those from the heart, it is the most powerful connector to another person.
In a social media era, that's really tough to do, though, isn't it? Because we don't have time to put it through a filter. You know, we don't have time to, you know, make sure the colors look right. Or I remember one time being in an amusement park and watching a couple of girls standing by a fountain. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to get the quote-unquote natural picture. We were having food, so we were sitting there watching. It took them 25 minutes to stage a pose that would go on Instagram or Pinterest or wherever. And this is just us, and make it look like they just took the picture and moved on. My hunch is that some women think, if I can't have the perfect story to share, then I really don't have a story to share.
Yes, you're exactly right. And the truth is that we are becoming incredibly disconnected as a society because of the emphasis on social media and having that perfect story. But the truth is that people really resonate and can empathize and build trust with just their authentic story, just mm-hmm. coming from the heart. That's really what people want to hear.
Tracy Lynn Russell is my guest today here on The Bottom Line. I'm Roger Marsh. TracyLynnRussell.com is the website, and that's L-Y-N-N. If you're Googling along, Tracy with an E and L-Y-N-N.
Just, yes.
You've got to get all the letters straight and in order. Now, Tracy Lynn Russell, of course, I mentioned at the outset, has a very, very unusual story about her relationship with her husband. I want you to give us an example of the art of storytelling here in terms of sharing with us your story, because you have a great marriage right now. You had an okay marriage before, and then there was a season of divorce, too.
Correct.
Let's fill in all the gaps, because I mentioned before, the one commonality through all of this is your husband. Correct. Not that we're blaming him, but just there's a commonality here. Talk about how did you meet your husband?
Well, my husband and I were both born and raised in sunny Miami, Florida.
Nice.
And we knew each other from church. And I like to say I fell in love with the cutest windsurfer on the beach with the crystal blue eyes. Mm-hmm. And although I had dated many people, I just looked in his eyes and I saw forever. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's the guy that I really want to marry. And that's the guy I fell in love with. Mm-hmm. So we were married at about 26 years old. And we really were young in our faith. And although I was fully committed to Christ, I think my husband was still at that point in time where he was a good guy. He had done a lot of the right things. And there were still some things that God was really dealing with him on lordship issues in his life.
Paul Coughlin writes about this in his book, No More Christian Nice Guy. You know, mm-hmm. the idea that there are a lot of guys who fit that description. You know, right. It's like, okay, well, he's in love with this beautiful woman. We met at church, or we know each other from church. And I'll just be a good guy. I'm a Christian because I'm not a not Christian. You know, that type
Correct.
Of thing. And it sounds like that was his description.
Yes. And I think also he had a great Christian family. I had a family that was wonderful and supportive. We've never had divorce in our family. So we had good families, too.
Right. Right.
So when you have that kind of support, you just have a lot of things done for you. And it's almost like God hasn't really rooted out your own issues. That
because
need to
you don't
be
have
with.
To think about it.
Correct.
I mean, you realize everybody around you is all doing the same thing. They're all speaking the same language. And so you start making some assumptions that aren't healthy, but they don't seem bad because, well, my family are all Christians. His family are all Christians. So look at this foundation. We're in love with each other. So
right.
therefore, we've got it.
Right.
Until the day you said, I do.
Right. And I like to say that God loved us enough that he was going to bring us into a love relationship with him first and then each other.
Mm.
We just had that a little bit backwards.
Yeah. You were thinking, okay, we love each other. Let's get married and God will bless it.
Right. Yeah. And I think like so many women, I looked at Mark as my first love, but really God wanted me to come into that first love relationship
Amen.
With him, no
Amen.
Matter who I was married to.
Mm-hmm. I think that's
so
great.
So it's a remarkable turnaround story, but I think every woman who knows the Lord has the same remarkable turnaround story of what God can do in our lives when he shows up in
I'm talking with Tracy Lynn Russell today here on The Bottom Line. I'm Roger Marsh. TracyLynnRussell.com is the website. And The Art of My Story mm-hmm. is the book that she's working on right now. And it's
Correct.
Appropriate that you're writing this and sharing this with our listeners. Let's talk about that change, that challenge, because you mentioned a lot of women can relate to this. Maybe many women can relate to realizing that guy, you saw Mark on the beach and went, wow, that is the one for me. And he just happened to feel the same way about you. So you want to go ahead and move into that situation. But sometimes it's like, okay, a couple of years into the marriage, we began to experience some rough and choppy waters. With you, it happened much sooner, didn't it?
It was a swift beheading, I like to call it. It was a swift cut to the knees. God was not going to waste any time with us. He uh-huh. just went right to the chase. And, we had a beautiful wedding reception on Key Biscayne in Miami and had 250 guests and pledged forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh my goodness, I have lived the dream every girl has waited for.
Right.
In her whole life, being walked down that aisle by my dad and seeing Mark standing at the end of that aisle.
For 26 years, you've been thinking about this day
right.
as a little girl, planning the wedding,
Correct.
And now you have it. For
and
how,
now I have
how
it.
Long did it last?
It lasted till we got in the car and I was shaking the rice out of my veil and I looked over at my husband driving that car and I thought something is wrong. And it looked like almost like a storm was happening inside of him and there was a darkness that kind of clouded over him.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never forget that feeling of kind of rounding the corner to drive to our honeymoon destination and thinking something is not right.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew it in my heart. Something wasn't
How
right.
did you approach it? Kind of, honey, you don't, if everything okay, that type of thing? Or you've got good intuition. I'm sure he thought he was hiding something from you.
Yeah. And I think I just wanted to go along. I was so excited in that moment. And I think I was excited for our first honeymoon as man and wife. And I couldn't wait to be called Mrs. Russell.
Mm-hmm.
And so that night that was supposed to bring us together and be wonderful ended up feeling cold and distant. But I just really didn't want to believe that. I really loved him and I wanted to make it work. And so the next day, as we got on the plane and we boarded our honeymoon cruise, I finally kind of got up the courage as I was unpacking all of our things. And I looked over at him and I thought, I'm going to ask him that question. And I looked at him and I said, what's wrong? You don't seem the same. And I got a really difficult response to that question. And he turned to me and said, I don't think we should have been married.
This is 24 hours after your wedding.
24 hours after we had been married, Yes.
Whole wedding, whole reception. I love that rice in the veil and the car on the way there, and you sense there's something wrong. But you give him a day to kind of get over the jitters, you know,
correct,
wedding night and everything, and you're getting on the cruise ship, and he says, I don't think we should have done this.
I don't think we should have been married. And I knew I was in more trouble than I had assumed.
Oh,
something was horribly wrong.
Tracy Lynn Russell is my guest today here on The Bottom Line. I'm Roger Marsh. TracyLynnRussell.com is the website. Tracy with an E and Lynn without one, if you're Googling along with us at home. I encourage you to learn more about Tracy's story, and I can't wait for your book to come out, because this is going to be so interesting, because here you are, a newlywed. We're not just talking about, you know, a year or two into marriage. We're talking hours into marriage.
Correct.
And now you're facing the prospect of potentially divorcing, separating.
Correct.
And your faith, and where's God for you in all this? I'm sure there was a time or two where you're pounding the pillow and crying a little bit and asking God, why did you do this to me? Why did you let this happen? What was
absolutely
that like?
Absolutely. I ran out on that cruise deck and I looked out over the water and I was sick to my stomach. I was crying hysterically, looking at all these other guests on that cruise.
So happy.
So happy, so in love. And I heard a really horrible voice in my head that said, look what your God did to you now. And I was, I had made many mistakes in my life, but I had really come back into that love relationship with God. And this was the first time I just trusted him with my whole heart. And I thought, I've married this man and I loved him with my whole heart. And now look, it was a horrible change of plans. But God really had a purpose for me in that, even though it was really challenging. And I just immediately started praying and said, God, help me right now. Help me to deal with the image of my life that is not what I expected.
I think it's so interesting, Tracy, that the voice that you heard was not you going after God, but the enemy saying, look what your God did to you. You know, kind of almost like saying, did God really say you shouldn't eat from the tree?
Right.
It sounds sinister.
Right.
To hear that.
It was. And I can't even believe I'm telling you that now, but it's true. That's exactly what I heard. And I've learned now to discern that voice. That is that voice of doubt, the voice of blaming God and blaming him and accusing God in my heart whenever things go wrong. It's like that voice that a woman hears. It's like, look at that now. But God really had a purpose, and he was bringing me through.
Okay, so we're back from the honeymoon now, and you're hanging on to your marriage, and Mark is just kind of where he is, and you are where you are. Did you separate soon after, or what happened?
Well, they say you have a few reactions to fear, and it's either fight or flight.
Right.
And I was going to fight for my marriage, so I was trying everything. I was trying to be a great wife. I was going to church. I was doing romantic dinners. And in the process of fighting for my marriage, I ended up becoming pregnant 3 months into marriage. And as we found out that I was pregnant, my husband turned to me again and said, I told you I didn't want to be married, and I really don't want to be a dad.
Wow. So now you had a punch to the gut and right cross to the jaw.
Correct.
I mean, not literally, but I mean in a figurative sense. I mean, all of your efforts, and this is the thanks you get.
Correct. And I actually called a friend of mine who was an attorney at the time, and I called him and I said, I'm in big trouble. He was actually a former boyfriend. I said, I need to get out of this marriage. And he said, no problem. We've got you covered. We'll have an annulment. It's only been 3 months. No problem. We'll just say the marriage was never consummated.
Oops.
And I knew.
But about that baby.
I was in trouble. Yeah. And for a split second, I thought, I could make this all go away. But the love of that little baby inside of me would not let me from changing the story.
Oh,
no matter how hard it was, I wasn't going to let the changes in my story take out the potential that God gave me of a life forming inside of me.
Isn't that interesting? So, I mean, if Psalm 139 really is what it is, that that child was there for a reason and not, you know, for an easy out.
Correct. He's my miracle. He's my miracle baby.
I love it. What's his name?
His name is Chase.
Awesome. Awesome. As in for what his mom had to do to his dad to get him to come back in. No, you didn't chase after Mark, though.
I didn't chase after Mark.
Yeah.
So after the fight phase of really trying to fight for the marriage, I actually met a friend of mine from college. His name is David Connor, and he told me about a book called Love Must Be Tough. And at this point, I had really sought so many counselors that did not offer me what that book offered me. And actually, a counselor had just said, your life is like a black mark on a white dress, and you can scrub and scrub and scrub all you want, but you're never going to get the stain out. And I opened up the book Love Must Be Tough by James Dobson. And it was like a godly man was reaching out to me, telling me that God loved me, that I did deserve respect, and that I had some choices to make, that I could pick up my self-esteem and pick up my self-confidence and trust God in the midst of a hard time, and that love is tough. And that he told me exactly what to say. I read the entire book on a Stairmaster, which I know really, really dates me a lot. But I did. I read that entire book cover to cover.
I sleep Stairmasters and bound books. And I love Dr. Dobson.
Okay, I do too. But anyways, there was basically a speech where I said, I love you. I'll always love you. I'll always honor our marriage vows. But if you don't want to be married and you don't want to have a son, then you'll need to go live elsewhere. And I'll never forget it. Mark looked at me and said, okay, I'm going to leave. He said, I know what it would take to save our marriage. I'd have to become a Christian, and I'm never becoming a Christian.
So basically in that moment, he acknowledged that even though he'd grown up in a Christian home, you had a lot of church friends and that type of thing, he didn't really, had never had a conversion experience.
Yes, he did, because I think he had finally realized there was a block in his life, and there was something he didn't want to face.
Yeah.
And
what a breakthrough, though, for you. I mean, I'm sure it was hard to hear in that moment, but looking back, I mean, what a moment of clarity to say, okay, this is exactly where we are.
Yes. I mean, it was a moment of clarity. I kind of always in my heart knew something was wrong, and he wasn't really willing to tell me. And so with that said, I at least took that as, okay, he's admitting he doesn't want to be committed. And so he left.
Wow. Tracy Lynn Russell is my guest today here on The Bottom Line. I'm Roger Marsh. We're talking about her remarkable story of marrying the man of her dreams, discovering he isn't exactly, well, the dream turned into a nightmare.
It did.
Fair enough. And then her son comes along and Mark says, okay, that's it. I'm done. So it sounds like divorce was in the cards for you.
Well, it's kind of an interesting story because in our separation, after all the years of trying to get that guy to church, a friend of his that was a former fraternity brother invited him to a Bible study.
Okay.
So now we're separated. He goes to the Bible study just to get the guy off his back and say, please don't ever call me again.
The persistent
widow. Quit bugging me.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, sure. But he went to a men's Bible study. And as he went to the men's Bible study, the head leader stood up and said, I'm so sorry, guys. Our head teacher is not here today. All I've got is my testimony. And a man stood up and really authentically shared his story from the heart, the good, the bad, the ugly. And all of a sudden, Mark's heart began to change. And that day, he accepted Christ as his Lord.
Okay.
Yes,
so how long have you, now you're in the marriage journey, you've got Chase with you. Okay. So how old is he?
Chase is over a year old
at
this point.
Yes. At that point. So you're almost separated and Mark hears the gospel and it transforms his heart.
Yes,
wow.
He did.
Remarkable. So what next? He calls you and says, I want to get back together?
He was trying at that point, but to be honest, I was really in a hurt phase, and it was becoming even more so. I had realized that this was not what I wanted, and I did not trust him at that point at all.
Sure.
And so in an effort to kind of start getting back together, he would try to do nice things, but I just really didn't know if it was genuine or not, and I was very, very confused and very, very starting to be angry, but nothing could really prepare me for when he finally came clean and told me what the real issue was.
Okay. Tracy Lynn Russell is my guest today here on The Bottom Line. I'm Roger Marsh. I encourage you to go to TracyLynnRussell.com and learn more about her writing, about her speaking, and the coaching that she does, helping women learn how to tell their own story in a way that's very authentic and also very effective.
Okay, friends, we're fighting the clock, and that's all the time we have for today. There is more to this interview, so just make sure you join up with us next time for part two of my conversation with Roger Marsh. And if you want to follow me on social media, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Just search for Tracy Lynn Russell in your internet browser. And I'd also love to hear from you. So drop me a note on my website at TracyLynnRussell.com or just go to my contact page and leave me a message there. Also, I wanted you to know that I have some short feature podcasts and I hope they'll bless and encourage you throughout the day. These Heart of the Story moments can be found on your favorite podcasting platforms such as Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcast, and TuneIn Alexa. Also, you can listen to these short features on my website at TracyLynnRussell.com. Thank you so much for joining me today for this episode of The Heart of the Story. I truly, truly appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. And make sure to tune in next time for part two of my interview with Roger Marsh. Until next time, this is Tracy Russell with The Heart of the Story.
Would you like a way to find your story every day? Go to TracyLynnRussell.com and register for the free download on her website.